pillar. That scene on the houseboat in Nashville. And she said, well, I'll make it for you and bring it to you, which she did. She made the pillar over there.
What does it say on it?
It says, candy's dandy, but sex won't rot your teeth. And you'd have to know Helen to see how perfectly she fit in with the whole thing. Quite a gal, 70-odd years old, looked like she was 15, 20 years younger. And she lived life to the fullest, and she went out the way she wanted to go. Boom, just about it. She wasn't sick but about a day. And she was gone, she said, whenever the time came, she's ready.
When people die here, what kind of customs do they have?
Well, they don't have the long wakes that maybe they did have. I'm not familiar with what they did in the olden times, except with my father, who was quite a favorite of the people. He was sick about a year before he died and came in on a special car, a private car, that a friend of his, who was chief counsel for the Missouri Pacific and lived in New York, had been a Huntsville boy. And he came down to Atlantic City and got us and put us on his private car and rode with us to St. Louis. And then was called back. He had to go back on some kind of suit. So he gave instructions how the train was to be handled, and it was handled beautifully, just like sitting in a rocking chair. I don't know how many people were at the station when we came in. I was only 12, and it looked like the whole county was there. But you know, that he died when I was 12, and I remember him just like it was a couple of years ago. And it's remarkable that I think that's one of the remarkable things about him, is that I remember him so well.
Is there a big service here?
Big what?
A big service when someone dies here?
Yes. Usually quite a sizable. Well, our church holds about 750, I guess, and if I remember correctly, when Dad died, the people were backed up on the street, back in maybe up to the corner by the office and the old bank.
What did they call that service here?
Just a funeral service.
Well, in some areas of I guess here too, people dress in black for the funeral.
Yeah.
Is that?
They don't as much as they used to. They used to do it.
What do you call people who are dressed in black?
Mourning. Yeah, they were in mourning. And the widows in the old days spent usually the rest of their lives in black.